When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, and welcome back to our mini-series of Deep Dives, where we will discuss topics that we might have touched upon in the past, but with this mini-series, we will be taking a deep dive into these topics. And today, we will be looking at education. So, with most students drowning in mountains of debt when they leave college and university, and have little in the way of great job prospects, we take a look to see if the current education system is broken. So join us at the table as we try to unpack to study or not to study. And welcome back, guys. So today on the table are books. Lol. Like we said at the start of the show, we look to feed your mind, body, and soul. So with that in mind, let's talk about education. Right, guys. So I think student debt has a lot to do with this. In 1970, the average debt was £1,000. In the 80s, it was just shy of £4,000. And just last year, in 2022, the average student loan debt was a massive, eye-watering, jaw-dropping £45,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, it differs. So average does vary from place to place. These figures are still alarming, especially considering that most students are not even going to be earning anywhere near those figures in the first few years of employment. And that's if they find employment at all.
Well, my personal opinion on university degrees is we have a lot of Mickey Mouse courses where the universities have got the courses just for an income. Now, I know we're only talking about the UK, but I'm just going to quickly touch on the US. We have adopted a model from the US. And in the US, the students, the level of debt they have is twice as high as what the UK has. And there, they don't have any laws to restrict the courses, and literally they have Mickey Mouse stupid courses that students can enroll in and then they have to pay the money back. Getting back to the UK, yes, the UK has adopted that model as a money-making scheme. The universities have taken it on. The government has helped them, and basically they're throwing away our working generation's lives. So what do you think?
Yeah, I'll have to be in agreements with you. But they are, like you said, there are so many courses, but it depends on the interests. Again, I'm only looking at it from the student perspective. What really interests them to take their courses? Why don't they take on, I don't know, a I can't think of anything right now on top of my head. Like
me,
I know
me
they take they rather take a Bachelor of Arts instead of a Bachelor of Science or a Bachelor of Engineering. Why don't they put, you know, portray that? I don't know. Maybe Bachelor of Arts is easier. I don't know.
So in my opinion, I think the current education system is broken and does not fit today's day and age, marketplace or climate. What do you guys think?
No, of course not. It's a business. It's no longer about creating the next generation of engineers, scientists, lawyers, doctors. It's a business. Universities have to market
their
courses.
It's unfair. It's a monopoly.
Yeah. I mean, they sell courses to foreigners. Foreigners have come in and pay, and we have to pay locally as well. But the government is happy with this because they're taking students out of unemployment figures. And if they can do that, then it makes them look good. But then also it does, as well as the university enticing people in, for me, when I went to university, it was a cultural thing. For me to go to university,
it's a badge of honor.
You hit the nail on the head there, Dims. That's perfect. My family was so proud. Our son goes to university. He's learning IT. He's in his fourth, he's in his second year, he's in his third year. He's got his degree. And then I left. I then couldn't find a job. So I entered a course that then found me a job. And the place I went to work, it was so interesting. This person had learnt himself by doing an online course. And I found that amazing. I thought, I went to university and paid. And when I went, it was £3,000 a year. Yeah, that's right. It was £3,000 a year. So when I came out of university, I was in £9,000 worth of debt. And the interest got it up to 12. And I've only just recently paid it all off. And that took me 18 years it took me. 18 years it took me to pay it off. And yeah, the cultural badge of honor, that's the reason why we went to university. And today, when I pass it on to my children, I've told them, if you want to become a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, you need to go to uni. Other than that, you can enter an apprenticeship. Enter an apprenticeship and
learn while you're earning it.
Learn while you earn. Perfect. So what's your experience?
For me, it was about, I think it was about 2 to 2.5 each year. I didn't actually had to pay that because due to having low income in my household. So mine was more like a grant sort of. So it was paid for. So I didn't really need to pay any at all, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's interesting. So you never acquired a student loan at all?
No, there was an option that I could take out a student loan. But that would have just helped me with buying books and stuff like that. But I worked throughout university, so my course fees were paid by the council, because in my household we didn't have a high income. That's what it was for us.
Yeah, I think different generations view the educational system differently. My parents, like most parents from that generation, still place a lot of high value on the education system. What about yourselves?
Yeah, my family, same as yours, and my wife, because she's from Pakistan, they place a very high value on going to university, whereas I've lived the experience. I've been through it. And I tell my son, it's not all that. If you're not academically inclined, you know what? I'm more than happy for you to enter an apprenticeship, start off at the bottom and work your way to the top.
What about you, Saul? Does your family still place a lot of emphasis on education?
Not as much as before. I think they're seeing the value of all the children that have been educated and not having the roles that they should have got, should we say. So, for example, I don't have the role for the degree I've got. Neither has my brother, neither has my cousins. So they look at it as like, what was the point of sending all these people into education and now they're not accumulating what they should have. So then they're trying to say, oh, so you didn't really apply for the right course. I mean, like, no, but this is the course I was interested in as well. So I actually had a choice. So it's more of who earns the most now. It's like, I've got another cousin who didn't go to university and he accumulates more than myself, should we say.
Yeah, there isn't a direct correlation with education and finances, especially these days. You look at most businessmen, a lot of them are high school dropouts.
Yeah, I've personally seen that. I've personally had that experience. When I look at people who are entrepreneurs, they aren't people who went into higher education. They went on their own path. And also, I think with the first generation, and you'll need to listen back to our first generation versus second generation episode to understand what first generation is. So my parents are first generation. My wife is first generation. They didn't have the opportunity to go to uni. And they think that's something that we should do. Now, I have had the opportunity to go to university and I've got a differing view. And now my children are getting a separate opinion. My parents, my children's grandparents, they're forcing university on them. My wife is forcing university on my children. I'm more like, if you're not academically inclined, if you find academics challenging, then go into an apprenticeship. I'm more than happy.
Most people, from my experience, only went to university as free money and they didn't need to work. But I didn't take the option because I just thought, what's the point? Because you have to pay that back eventually anyway. So I worked throughout and I just wanted my course to be paid. So for me to study properly, should we say. Again, I think I'm in agreement with yourself. Yeah, you went to university. But what's the outcome? How come you're not accumulating, I don't know, 60, 70K as what they promised you? I'm like, there's no guarantee. Everyone's applying for the same job and only one person's going to get it. The rest of them are going to get meaningless jobs or whatever. So you just take...
Yeah, I think you're right there. I think the other thing here is they say university improves your entry point into a company. So I can give a good example of university because I looked into the military. I wanted to join the Navy or the armed forces at one point. And they did stipulate on there, if you had a degree, and that was either Bachelor of Science or I can't remember what the other one was, then you would enter at a higher...
Bachelor of Engineering, usually those are the two.
Yeah.
Those are the two ones. Bachelor of Arts are usually the Mickey Mouse ones, as you say.
You will enter at a higher rank. And it's the same in employment as well. As if, and this is the big if, you know, this is the if of all ifs. If you can find a job, you will enter it at a higher salary. But
that's
sorry, there's something else I wanted to mention as well. And it's got to do with our marriage episode. Sorry. It's like a badge of honor. Oh. I remember going to these meetings. I forgot to mention it. I should have mentioned that. Oh, did you go to university? I mean, yes, I did.
Yes.
So you get more of a status point. So you get more of an entry and you can view more women when it comes to...
And that's old school. So it's the women's parents as well. As, I'm not sure, is it the women or if it's their parents?
I don't know.
We'll look into
parents,
that.
I don't
parents,
know.
Yeah. I as you've got a degree, he's got a degree.
I mean, my parents used it on me. She's educated.
Yeah.
She's got this and this. And then when I actually found out what she has got, I thought, okay.
Back on education and what you just said, that's true. I'm not sure about the military, but business owners, especially self-made. I've seen one, he was an immigrant. He's like a multi-millionaire now. And he was saying, I don't give a shit if you've got a Harvard degree. He doesn't pick people on that. He picks them on, what can you do? Experience, show me. Yeah? Because a degree is just a paper. If you've got a degree and you're still competent and you can move with the market, fine. But if you can't, it doesn't really matter.
I love what you said there because that... It's so funny when you mentioned paper. I've taught my kids. They saw my degree photo, my graduation photo. And they asked me about what's that piece of paper in your hand, and I said to them, it's toilet paper. And now they actually think a degree is toilet paper. So, you know, maybe I'm doing something bad there. Maybe it's not good. I'm laughing about it, but I shouldn't really. Maybe I'm giving them a bad impression of what university is. Because if they want to become a doctor or, you know, learn about medicine, or if they want to do engineering, then they will need to go to uni.
So are you not proud of your degree?
I'm not, no.
Is that because you didn't want to do it?
No, it's that I learned afterwards. I didn't need to go to uni to learn IT.
That actually brings me on nicely onto my next question. What are your thoughts on the growing number of online courses today? And have you taken any of these, or do you know anyone that has taken any of these courses?
Wow. Okay, that's a good question, because I've got two points of view on this. One, it's absolutely great. Two, there's a lot of scams out there, unfortunately. So, my experience, online courses, my IT career, it's not stationary, it's not static. What I learned was not good enough. So when I went to uni and I learned programming, I learned networking, that's changed. Technology evolves every quarter. There's something new out and you need to learn it. So it's never ending. You're always learning something new. The second part about online courses, the scam bit, I actually nearly got caught out in one. So
have you taken any yourself, or is this one that you were trying to take?
This was one I was trying to take, right? Because I was trying to find a better paying job. And they said, they actually advertised the course as a job. And then when I went to it, they made me actually do a test. I passed the test. And then they said, right, we can now accept you onto this course because we do believe you will be successful. And at the end of this course, we're going to give you a job. But if you don't accept the job that we give you, you need to pay us for the course. And that just straight away rang alarm bells, scam. Then I went online and I did searches. And yeah, it did turn out that this company, these people were scamming individuals. But I mentioned the first employment I entered, there was an individual there, dropout at college. He learned programming online and was at the same salary as me. But yeah, I went to uni and came out.
Do you know how much
he
paid for this course?
It was free. He did it all. He did a free course. He went online. How long did it take him?
Yeah.
Now, it took him about 3 months. But the thing was...
And you were at uni for how long?
3 years.
So cheaper and faster.
Okay. But there's a caveat to this.
Okay.
I entered IT because I thought it was a career path. He loves programming. He had a passion for programming.
Okay.
I only saw it as it's something that's going to pay the bills. So there is a big difference.
Right, same for you, Sol. Your take on online courses, have you taken any, or do you know anyone that has?
Unfortunately, no to both of them, but I like the answers that Niz has given. I would agree with him regarding that. I think some are potentially could be scamming. And yeah, they do sound great. Regarding education, obviously, there's no way of not going to school. I mean, that's what it was. And I remember when you used to wag days off and then you had the wag man come to your house knocking on your door.
No way, Sol. I didn't take you to the wagging time.
I never did that.
I did.
Literally, I used to go into school while I was ill.
Yeah.
And then one day while I was ill,
yes,
I coughed in the class and the teacher literally, just because of me, she banged the table and said, how dare you?
Cough.
Not cough. Why are you coming into school ill?
Yeah. Okay.
You're going to make other children ill. And I said, I mean, festival holidays. I only used to take the one day for the festival holiday, which was Eid. And I used to be in the next day. No other Muslim was in. And the only reason you get 2 days is because Muslims can never decide together as one cohesive religious group what day Eid should be. So we always used to have 2 days off from school.
Let's try and stick to the topic here. So,
blame the moon.
I know. So yeah, go on, Saul, carry on.
I mean, it depends, isn't it? I mean, I can only go from my own experience.
Do you homeschool your kids?
No, I don't homeschool. They go.
Do you know anyone does?
And
do you think that's a good idea or bad idea? What's your take on that?
Homeschooling, it depends on how it's done, personally.
Yeah.
I mean,
but you must have come across that there's certain things being taught, without going too much into detail, that may not be appropriate, let's say. That some parents don't agree with, and
no,
that's a prerogative.
I understand that, and I agree that that agenda shouldn't be pushed down the throat.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that.
And they're choosing to homeschool because of that reason, not for, but maybe there's other reasons, but I see a lot of people doing that now. It's a growing trend. I'm not sure if you're aware of it.
I have seen.
It wasn't back in the day.
I know people in my area who do homeschool. And they've said the main reason is schools are pushing a government agenda, and we're not happy with that.
I think it's a lot more in North America. It is here as well, I've come across, but generally it's a lot more in North America.
Yeah. All right. So what's your thoughts on parents that push their kids into a certain path of education or career?
I don't like it.
Why? Isn't it a parent's job to push their kids
to succeed in what they're happy in, not in what the parent wants? Actually, I've got a perfect way to put this. Parents try to live their life. Asian parents, my parents, try to live their life through their children, through me. So they want me to become what they really wanted to. And I don't think that should be the case. So I think I remember, Dims, you telling me that there was one guy, YouTube, who said he went to see a doctor. He spoke to the doctor.
Yes.
The doctor was depressed. And the guy, instead of the doctor trying to diagnose the patient's problem, the patient asked the doctor, "You just look down, what's going on?" He goes, "Oh, it's just another day at work." And then they got into a conversation. And when he asked him, "Did you want to become a doctor?" He goes, "No, my parents wanted me to."
Yeah.
And it's just like,
He left. He said, "I don't want no print on me that's, you know, not passionate about what they're doing."
But yes, exactly. So, yeah. So I would rather my children's chase their passion. And let me tell you now, whether that be a refuse collector, refuse being bin man, because we put zero importance on the medial labor work. A refuse collector is probably a much more important role than a bank manager. The refuse collector collects the rubbish that we generate and takes it away without it piling up on our streets.
I mean, you're all for helping the child, you know, direct in a good manner. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to educate a person. There's no way of forcing someone. You shouldn't tell them that, no, you have to go this direction. You have to become a doctor. You have to become a, you know, such and such and stuff like that. I mean, it depends, isn't it? Like, some children didn't get that options.
Do you think kids can make their own decisions when it comes to education? I mean, did we make our own decisions?
After the age of 16, after high school, I think yes.
Yeah.
Before that, no.
No, okay. Yeah.
So after high school, did you make your own decision on your education? Did you want to be an IT, whatever you are with IT? Are you a software?
Software engineer.
Software engineer. So, is that what you want to be?
So what happened with me was I went to college. I picked the courses I thought would be able to get me into the position I wanted to. So I wanted to become an architect. So I took physics, maths, and art. Unfortunately, I didn't get the grades. My parents weren't willing for me to go back to college and do resit my A-levels. Or even do a HND to try and move into architecture. Because when I told them it was a 7-year course, they said, not a chance. So then I opted for IT, and then I've entered IT.
Okay, and so a little bit about your journey and your education?
I was left on my own, to be honest with you. The choices were mine, whatever I want to do. And I did it. And like I said, years ago, I always wanted to be a fireman, but I couldn't because it was due to my height. And then I just carried on what the next... Because my father was... he had an interest in motor mechanics. I thought, sometimes you try to copy your parents, yeah, isn't it? That's what relate, you try to do. Try to relate. And my father said, don't really get into that because it's not really a career you should be going to because they're all becoming automated. So you should be going to IT or computing. So that's the route I then chose. And then from there onward, just carried on. So it wasn't a force or a choice, more of my own choice more than anything else.
Yeah, it's interesting talking about emulating other people, which reminds me. Yeah, I saw this talk about this self-made millionaire who is also a motivational speaker. And he's always pushing kids to find their passion and be happy. And he says, what your parents say when it comes to you working for the rest of your lives. And he is very anti-college and anti-uni education, as he himself was a high school dropout. And he is a self-made multi-millionaire, with his net worth being over half a billion with a B. In an interview, he explained how he does get a few small number of hate mails from parents saying, stop brainwashing our kids and telling them not to go to uni or college. Then, on the flip side, he says he gets far more emails from parents saying that I heard your content and I think you're right. My child hates me and does not speak to me as I push them into becoming doctor, lawyer, engineer, etc. And he said he gets thousands of these types of emails. And the hate mails are only a small, minute number. But then he goes on to say, because he connects with the youth on social, he gets thousands of emails from the kids themselves saying, I hate my parents because they forced me into a career path. I hate my job. I hate my life. I'm currently depressed and I'm taking antidepressants as well as drugs and alcohol to escape my crappy life. And this is what spurs him on even more on his mission to say what your parents say. Do what you love.
That's quite impressive. I think that's great advice. And I think it has to be what your parents say. Every child looks up to their parent. You know, the father and the mother is who raises the child. And that's the person that should be able to counsel their child. The child should be able to come to him with their deepest feelings. But if the parent is manipulating, forcing, pressuring the child, that should not be the case. You should support your child in whatever they want to become.
Yeah.
Whatever they want to become. Because at the end of the day, remember one thing.
It's your life. Like he says, you're going to...
The child will live that life, exactly. Not you.
Mm.
If you think you're going to be able to walk around with a badge of honor, that's a fucking joke. How dare you put your child in that position just so that you can walk around telling people, my son does this, my daughter does this, while they're hating their life.
Yeah, but I mean, that, like you're saying, he gets emails all the time from people saying, you know, you're right, my child hates me now, don't speak to me no more. Like they ruin their relationships because of bad decisions they made for a badge or of honor or whatever it was.
Because unfortunately, once you enter a career, it is difficult to leave, because in today's day and age, the government has put people into a position where you have to pay your bills at the end of the month. You can't go without a job for a month or two. It's so hard.
Yeah, so he does say, to fuck off to your parents if they're telling you to, you know, work a certain job or take on a certain career path, because at the end of the day, it is your life. So you should find something that you're passionate about. So yeah, you shouldn't have to listen to your parents. But there's a caveat to that. Because he also does say, if you're at the age of 20, boy or girl, you're no longer a teenager and you're still taking money from your parents, then it's fuck you, not the parents, because you shouldn't be. His whole point is you have to have that work ethic, because this guy was an immigrant himself. So he's saying, you know, at 20, you may not have moved out because, you know, face it, these days people move out later, but you should at least be earning, you should be working. And a common thread that he's finding, and a lot of people are saying with the new generation coming up, not to paint everyone with the same brush, but a lot of them, or some of them, do shy away from hard work or, you know, just doing normal labour jobs. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I started working when I was 16, 17. I'm not sure when you entered the workforce yourselves.
Yeah, I started off quite early as well. I remember my first job being at McDonald's, and I'm sure it was while I was at college.
I myself have been working throughout my life, so I started a very young teen. So it's like I had a family business, so I've been working since the age of 13. So I know what it's like. But obviously not paid. Paid work was after 17 onwards.
That's a really good point, that, yeah. When you have a family business, I mean, my dad had a business as well, and just remembered it, yeah. I used to go to the takeaway. I didn't even think about that. I thought that was just...
helping the fam.
Yeah, it's family, so it's not work, but you're right, it is work. So
you're not earning, but you're learning principles of work. You're learning work ethics.
Skills.
And obviously, yeah, and obviously you're helping your family out. So your father would have to employ someone else instead of you. So you're doing, you know, some work there. So adding value to the business.
Yeah.
But yeah, the key message of that is, yeah, definitely, I don't think your parents should try to control your career path, because you have to wake up every day. You have to live that life, do that work. You know, you don't want to resent your parents. So as a parent, you shouldn't do that. But if you're the child, that's fine. Don't listen to your parents if you don't have a passion for it. But then do something. Don't just sit on your backside. Like, you know, uploading one YouTube video per week is not, it's not grinding. Even though you might put on grinding in your hashtags or whatever, that is not work. If you can, there are people making money on YouTube, but you've got to do it like a business. So yeah, I think we mentioned before how with the podcasting, it's 20% of what you guys hear on here, and there's 80% afterwards. There's a lot of work involved that people don't see. They think it's just talking on a podcast, but there's a lot more to it than that. So yeah, anything's hard work. Hard work pays, guys. Just keep that in mind. Anyway, moving on. So the current education system, do you think it should change, and do you think it will change?
Very good question. And school is teaching me the Pythagoras theorem. When the fuck am I going to use that to sort out my banking?
Yeah, they don't teach you.
They don't teach you finance.
Yeah.
They don't teach you your rights. They shouldn't teach you how to vote.
So
but
getting
they
back
should
to the question, do you think it will change?
No, I don't think it will.
You think it should change, but you don't think it will?
It should change. It won't change.
Okay. Sol, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm in agreement. I don't think it'll change.
But you think it should change?
Well, it should change, but it won't, because...
Can we agree on what it should change to?
Like you just said, real life applications. Banking.
Perfect.
Yeah. Like
that's
socializing, communicating, relationship. PSE, personal sex education, you know, these kids that are having babies, the babies themselves, there's loads of things they can teach you on, but they don't.
But it depends on the aspect itself, isn't it?
They should teach you your rights. So if the police stop you, what rights do you have? They should teach you about banking and finance so that you know how to actually manage your money.
Yeah, I know PhD students, literally PhD level students, that don't know jack about finances, how to manage money. And when you ask them, they say, no one taught me.
Yeah, that's just a joke. Why are people in debt now? Because they haven't learned this. And you shouldn't have to learn it yourself.
Okay. So with that in mind, so If you could go back in time, would you do anything different education-wise? So back in time to your former self in that time. And if so, what would you change education-wise, by the way?
I think I would have entered an apprenticeship course at college instead of trying to work my way to uni.
Snap. I would have done the same. Sol?
Apprenticeship was available, but I didn't really take that option.
No, but if you went back now, would you take that option then?
At this moment of time, say 2023?
No. Back if it was, whenever, whatever your year was.
Well, it was like 98, 99.
Yeah, so you went back to that era.
I can't really think of it. I can't decide. Because, like, you know, you might get a job, you might not get a job. That's how they advertised it, that apprenticeship then. That's how they did it. And I thought, it's not really appealing to me unless I'm committed 100% that I will get a career or a job out of this. If not, then I'm just learning some skills. And then I'll be back, on the JSA. That doesn't really help me. I'm going to go to uni. I'll just have to work part-time whilst, you know, getting some money. So I don't know. So that was my experience. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think that the internet and social media has changed everything. I think if the current education system does not evolve, it will be obsolete in a few years. Just like many brick and mortar stores today have disappeared because they did not evolve with online businesses. Your thoughts on this, guys?
Yeah. Interesting. An article I read back in October 2022 on the BBC mentioned how people's work-life balance was changing. What they were saying was a lot of people who'd work now are self-employed and they've become nomadic entrepreneurs. And what they mean by that is people are actually traveling the world while they're working. Why? Because we're online. You know, these people, this one person whose employment history they were following, she was self-employed, she was a graphic designer, but she wasn't office-based. She had apparently traveled to 40 countries while she was working. She was selling her services, logging online, whichever country she was in, and doing work. And this is another aspect of the marriage thing, why marriages are falling. People just don't want to get married. They just want to move around.
That's a separate...
Sorry, Dims. I know. I keep on going back to marriage.
Yeah. So, Sol, same for you then. Do you think the education system will be obsolete in a few years if they don't keep up with online courses? Or do you think, here's a thought, do you think it's just too big to fail, like banks?
No, 100%. I think it will fail if they don't adapt to the online system personally, because as you can see, a lot of brick and mortar banks are going and, you know, personal mobile apps, they're all increasing now.
Everyone's online.
And unfortunately, I do feel sorry for people in banking have lost jobs in that aspect. I think that story that Liz mentioned as well, that was quite interesting as well, talking about being
nomadic
40 other countries at once and still being
still working with a push of a life.
So they're not waiting until they're 60 and they retire and the hips are knocked out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think obviously the marriage issue is a separate issue. I'm not into that. But I was just, you know, regarding the job or the workforce that she was doing, that was quite interesting.
Yeah. And I think let's narrow this down a little bit further. Let's be specific. Primary school education, not going to change. High school education, not going to change. College, yes, it will change. I believe the Conservative government from 2022, they were trying to push an apprenticeship agenda. And universities, yes, they will become obsolete at some point.
If they don't adapt.
Yeah. But primary school and high school, that's not going to change. I don't think that will ever change. Why? I've mentioned this before in a separate episode. They are daycare centers so that parents can go to work. Kids can be left off at school while both parents go work. Whereas previously, mothers would stay at home, look after the children. Now the government wants both parents working, drop your kids off at school. We'll indoctrinate them into our agenda while you work.
Okay, cool. So we have established it is wrong to live through your kids and you should let them live and fulfill their own passions. And I asked earlier, if you could go back in time, what would you do differently, education-wise? But if you were a teenager again, but living in today's internet world, how would you navigate through school, education, etc.?
Ooh. I'm guessing everybody knows about Mr. Beast.
Yes. Well, I do. Sol.
So do you know his story?
I think Sol's kids watches it all.
Dims, do you know his story?
Yeah, I've seen.
Yeah, you know his story because you're the one who told me about his story. Yeah. Sol, do you know his story?
Yeah, we watched it all together. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And you know what? Yes, my mindset would completely change. He said, I hated education. He lied to his mom and made a career for himself. So, yeah, my mindset on education is completely different.
How would you navigate then? How would you, what would you do? Would you even go uni this day and age now? So you're a teenager now.
No, I wouldn't go uni. If I wanted to be a doctor, a lawyer, I would go to uni. But if I'm not going to be any one of those where you need a degree, I wouldn't go to uni whatsoever. I possibly wouldn't even do college. I'd probably try to enter an apprenticeship or try to enter at the bottom end of a company and work my way to the top.
And Sol, what yourself? What would you do? You're a teenager in this day and age.
If the cost of the education was still the same, then yeah, I wouldn't go to university because it's too much. Because in the long run, that debt piles up and you have to eventually pay it off as long as you accumulate a certain amount.
Yeah, so it's today's day and age, today's extortionate rates.
Yeah, so I personally wouldn't, to be honest with
you. If you wouldn't go uni, what would you do then, education-wise? Would you get educated? Would you get a job? What would you actually do?
Apprenticeship sounds quite feasible. I might consider doing that. And last but not least option, just like what Nis said, go for a job, work from the bottom, and then go try to end up at least becoming a manager.
I've got a slightly different take than you guys on that. I would possibly consider an apprenticeship, but I think I would also self-educate. I probably would take on online courses, which I am doing, by the way, and try and establish myself in that way.
As long as they're free. As long as they're free.
No, even paid. I think if you're willing to go and pay, 30, 40 grand for uni, why can't you shell out a couple of hundred?
Long as it's in what you want
to.
That's
what you have interest.
Yeah.
Interest. Yes.
Thing about free is a lot of stuff's free on YouTube. Anything for free, you take for granted. So you have to, if you've got some, what's the word now? If you've got some money, some investment in it, you're invested in it as well. So
yeah, but I think, you know what, one thing that we've not really looked at is we've kept on talking about education.
That's the name of the episode, Niz.
But you don't really need an education. Who do we think are minted? And I'm not diverging from the topic at hand.
Business owners.
Not business owners, no. Think a little bit harder. They have the right to print money. So Dims, you've given me a shout. Sol, can you think of so
the Saudi government.
Oh mate, they're rich as fuck, man. They own Aramco, which is the richest business in the world. But no. So what do we think of barbers? Barbers earn so much money, it's unbelievable. Taxi drivers, black cab drivers, they are known. There's a saying, they have the license to print money. Same as barbers. Car wash owners, they have the license to print money. Why? Because they all fiddle the taxes. They receive cash in hand and they can show what they want. They're entrepreneurs and they weren't educated. Well, I don't know if they were educated, but at the end of the day, they're earning a lot more than any educated person will be. So, yeah, education is not everything. Entrepreneur, that's something else.
Entrepreneurship, yeah, that's cool these days, isn't it? I think that's what most kids aspire to.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at social media, a lot of youngsters now want to become, what's the term? Influencers? Because these people are making money. They're not going into education. They're becoming influencers just off social media. YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, WhatsApp. That's not public, is it? Twitter. These are giving avenues to youngsters to make an income without having to go through academics, because not everyone is an academic. They can't. Some people can't stand it.
No, some people can't comprehend it. Some people can't understand it. There's that concept, isn't it? It's like, you know, information doesn't filter in. So you need, some people are, you know, practical workers, not theory workers. So when you see it, they actually work from that.
I think I'm like that.
I love that. Yeah.
I learn by doing more than theory.
That's perfect, Saul.
But that's why I think apprenticeships are geared for people like me, which I missed out on.
Practical, yes.
Yeah.
So that's practical what it is. And the other thing about when you were talking about youngsters going to becoming influencers, yeah, it's a great idea. But some of them barely know the basics. So it's a give and take again.
Yeah, but we've not seen, have you seen online, you've got like 20-year-olds called life coaches. And it's like, what the hell do you know about life? You're only 20.
You're only 20.
Yeah.
So there's that as well. That's what I'm saying. It depends, isn't it? I mean, it's just like everything, you know, you need to take it with a pinch of salt.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the old system, the old way was go get a degree, you get a good job, you retire, good pension. That doesn't work. I don't even think working from the bottom sort of works. So I know someone, he's worked for a bank for about 20 years and that's all he knows is banking. That is it.
You need to dabble in everything. That's the thing. When you have a touch of everything.
Diversify.
So we put more value on someone who's got a degree when actually person who does the cleaning is probably more important. Now, this brings me back this. I don't know if it will be off topic, but there is a new concept going that everyone should earn the same wage. And in America, there was a company, a guy started paying everyone the same wage from the cleaner to himself. Paying the same wage. They were all getting $45,000 a year.
Okay, equal pay is one thing, but what about social skills?
Interesting you mentioned that, because Japan actually teaches social skills as part of their education. They teach them courtesy and helping out around the home. You know, in school they teach this as well as part of their social life.
Interesting. Okay, guys, I hope that was educational for you. And remember, knowledge is like having a powerful key to success. But applied knowledge is like knowing which lock that key unlocks to open your door to success. And yes, I did just make that up. Told y'all I was very smart. And on that wisdom-filled discovery of a lifetime, I think we'll leave it here. And I hope to see you next week for another great episode. But until then, bye-bye.
Till the next episode. Bye.
Goodbye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.